Welcome to JP's World, everybody. It's finally here, my own podcast. This will showcase my life, my ups and downs, struggles, good, and the bad, while living with cerebral palsy. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Cerebral palsy. 1 pound 9 ounces. 3 months early. Diagnosed at 7 months. Yeah, I was doubted early on. Had physical therapy early on. Started wearing glasses early on. Had to sit in the front of the room because I could not see when the teacher right on the board. Sometimes I think I did it just to watch others around me, to know what I was surrounded by. I was made fun of, teased, laughed at, told I was different, but I'm different and was different in my own way. Had to do things in another form when everybody else could do it normally. And I always wonder why I couldn't be as normal as everyone else. But that was just me. Why would someone say I wouldn't amount to anything? I graduated high school, started driving, and graduated college. One person told me the best decision I'd ever make was going to college. No. It wasn't far away, just close enough, 45 minutes. I could go home if I needed to, and I could get back to school just as fast. Weekends my freshman year were lovely. Went home every weekend. To some, you might wonder why. Because I wasn't used to being away from family, away from home. I had to adapt in another way because I was around all different types of people. Get around on my own. Using a scooter, I got around. Gained a best friend while at college. A little bit older, but we have the same disability. Maybe a tad bit different, but the same thing. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Now, I understand. I'm still pushing. Nothing stopped me. Nothing's gonna stop me. I'm still here. Understanding doesn't necessarily mean I know more. Now I know how to compensate, adapt to society. When before, I had no clue how to answer a question when I was asked, when I was confused, lost, didn't know what to say. Now I know why I'm here, why God put me here, to show others that they could do it too. Despite the obstacles and the struggles, you can overcome anything. Knowing how I am, I always thought if I didn't try, I'd be failing. Not only myself, but my family. Thought if I didn't give an effort, I was doing wrong. In grade school, before high school, I wasn't good at math. I don't really think it was the fact that I wasn't good at math. It was that I didn't ask questions. I thought I could do it on my own. Until I learned to ask questions, I struggled. Eventually, had to get a tutor before high school. Algebra in high school was easier because the teacher made it easier. He made us want to learn. Though when I got in college, it seemed hard. Taught faster, even when the class was longer. I remember retaking algebra and having to take philosophy in place of it because I couldn't get past algebra. I learned to ask questions then. It's hard to ask for help when you don't think you need it, but it's worth it in the end. That's how life is. Tune in for more next Wednesday evening in JP's World, episode 2. JP, he's out.